On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit. Last Friday, the UFC holds a press conference at the Hockey Hall of Fame, which to me
seems odd.
Yeah, I want to get your opinion on that, but it's for GSP and Michael Bisping, who will fight in 3 weeks at Madison Square Garden, UFC 217, I believe it is, on a stacked card, three title fights. Don't ask me to run them all down. I haven't committed that to memory.
What up, Mickey Gall?
Mickey Gall also will... fight on that. We'll get into that probably on another show as to why we're interested in that so much. But you and I, you more than me, for a long time, were really into this. I got into the big fights. I watched the pay-per-views. You were an Ultimate Fighter guy. You followed the rankings a lot closer than I did, knew a lot more.
Starting about 04, I was huge, MMA fan starting about 04.
And we both kind of have fallen out of it a bit, or more than a bit. What's your level of interest now with this particular fight and GSP? Because for me, I make no bones about it. I watched lots of fights. I watched lots of big events, whether GSP was on the card or not. But he was my favorite guy. He was the guy that I followed the most. We've talked on here before about going to Montreal to watch him fight Carlos Condit.
Loved that. It was a great card.
For
great
sure.
Fight.
Where are you at with this one? Are you,
I'm going to watch it right here in your living room.
Probably, yeah. But is that because I'm going to throw down the $50, or is this like I'm actively interested in...
I'm hoping Jeff brings some more of that smoked meat.
That'd be all right, yeah.
Is actually what I'm hoping. Brown goes coconut, meat, and some Bisping GSP action. That's all right.
Are you right back into it, or is
And you know what? I loved... the season where Bisping and Henderson were coaching on Ultimate Fighter, and they fought in UFC 200,
right?
Blah 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 blah, and Henderson just smoked him, right? And Bisping's attitude is huge and bitchish,
yes,
and it's not British, bitchish.
Yeah, well, we saw that at the presser.
Okay, and see, to answer your question, I didn't see any of it.
Yeah,
but. Bisping he's very British in his approach to fighting, right? He's going to take punishment. He's going to give it. I like Bisping as a fighter, right? GSP's my boy.
Yeah.
Clearly. And whatever you do, GSP does better. And that's been the calling card. I'm concerned with the 3-year layoff.
Yeah.
So.
What do you make of... if I lose, I'm retiring, which GSP has said. If I win, I'll carry on with my contract. Like, to me, that's a little bitchish, if you want to it that.
Do you know what he's making for this fight?
No, I don't.
Right. And that is the clearly now after the much ballyhooed you know, 100 million, 200 million, whatever it was, that went down for the
McGregor
fight, you're probably looking at GSP coming back for a guaranteed 2-5,
yeah,
4, like in that range. Big, big MMA money.
Right.
And this PPV will do huge.
I think so too.
Will do huge money in the MMA market.
Yeah, no, this doesn't have nearly the draw that Mayweather McGregor did to the general public.
So anybody who's gonna become desensitized by the sheer, you know, grossness, you know, offensiveness of the money that went down with the McGregor Mayweather, this will be welcoming, right? Because I think you're probably GSP is probably coming back to fight for 2.5. As I said, probably north of 2.5.
But that's exactly what I'm worried about, right? Is I'll come back, and if it turns out I suck, I'll take my money and I'll go home. But otherwise, I'll stick around. I believe he's contracted. They brought up at the press conference to fight the number one contender next if he wins for the middleweight title, which is Whitaker. Is that his name? I believe. And he was asked, "Would you rather fight Connor next? Drop back down?" And Dana has hinted at that. Some other guys, and so he answered and said,
"I drop that here."
Right. And he said, yeah, you know, that would be an interesting fight, but my contract says this. Dana makes the fights. It's up to him. And then Dana didn't want to answer, kind of thing.
Yeah, so. Well, there's no way. There's no way. Okay, and how I see this with no understanding of any of that is as somebody who read that a month ago.
Right.
That the ultimate, and listening to Patrick Cote talk about it, right, saying, yeah, GSP McGregor as in sort of a middleweight, not a middleweight,
catch-all
fight, right? Catch-weight fight.
Yep.
Would make huge money, and it would.
Yeah.
Right? But GSP's got to beat Bisping first.
Right.
Right? And so, to me, what you do is GSP beats Bisping, right? Then he defends the title. Then he drops down, which allows his name to circulate for a couple months longer. Right, you roll the bone. You roll the bones on keeping his name up front, and if he loses that title defense to somebody named Larry Brown, not the former 76ers coach,
no,
but
of course not,
you know, some generic guy. You go, okay, fuck.
Well, that's what they're like. They didn't count on Ronda Rousey
getting smoked by Holly Holm.
Right. That cash cow was supposed to continue for a while, and it didn't. And so I'm surprised, like, I won't be surprised,
she's
I
gone.
Should say. Oh, yeah. Like, there's
Nunez,
all kinds of...
Nunez ate her up.
There's all kinds of talk out there, and you'll love this because you hate this, that she's already signed a WWE contract.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, and so, but if she's...
I'm so predictable.
But if she, you know, if she's already done with... I don't know what her contract status is, but her drawing power is probably obliterated.
As soon as she showed up in the Entourage movie, you're like, psh.
Yeah. To me, this is interesting, and I think they're counting on getting, and they're going to, in this room, getting some lapsed fans back.
Well, and the fight is very interesting because, to me, George is a better fighter. George in his prime is a way better fighter than Bisping.
Yep.
However, Bisping's the bigger man. Bisping is the more current fighter.
Bisping said that several times in the press conference. He goes, everything that George does well, he does well, and I respect him as a fighter, but even with the 15 pounds he's put on, his new little muscles that he's got under that suit, he kept saying, said, he will still be by far the smallest man I've ever fought.
Right.
And there's no way around that.
There is no way around that. Now, however, had you done this fight 4 years ago, and I say 4 years, maybe even five.
Right.
Right, George...
Always smashing.
Yeah, you bulk George up 15 pounds. George is smashing Bisping, right? Because George was good at everything. You're now looking at George bulking up 15 pounds,
right?
But also coming off a 3-year layoff,
right?
Off to me, a loss to Johnny Hendricks.
Yeah, that was. And there's something to it, and we don't need to go back and talk about a fight that happened in 2013 or 2014, but you got to beat the champ. And that's kind of where the
I saw that.
Well, we watched it,
yeah.
Right? But if it's going to go to the card, right, if it's going to go to the judges, you better be damn sure if you're handing the belt to someone else on that. And
I'm a GSP fan, and I felt like GSP lost that
I don't
fight.
Even remember which round it was that everyone was – it might have been the fourth that the hottest debate was over who won that round. But we sat at the same bar and watched that fight. I felt like Hendricks won.
I did too.
But I get why they didn't, you know.
Okay.
You got to beat the champ.
You want to be the champ? You got to beat the champ.
I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, to keep everybody happy, like everybody's pissed off enough that George has come up out of nowhere. He's back and he's in a new weight class and all of a sudden he's got a title fight, his first fight back. I get why people are pissed at that. So I get why the UFC would also sell. His next fight will be against the middleweight number one contender.
Yeah.
I would keep saying that until fight night. And if George wins, I will turn on a dime if I'm Dana and say, I'm selling George Conor next. I'm sorry. I don't care if it's not fair. I don't care, whatever. I'm going to make some money here because you just don't know how long it's going to last, right?
Right. Because you
can't risk it after what happened with Ronda.
You're going to wring all the money out of this cash cow.
And then he can come back and he can keep defending the title after that if he... you know, beats Conor. Even if he loses to Conor, he's still the middleweight champ and you can do whatever you got to do, right? And but I'm not waiting long to cash that check. That's next if I'm the UFC.
See, and I'm saying, okay, I'm saying there's one fight in between. You're saying it's right away.
If he wins, I'm cashing that check now.
And there's clearly, there's an argument for both.
Yep. No, there's no doubt because your argument is the right one for the sake of the sport. Right, in terms of you should have to go and then fight the next contender.
The thing is,
fight
the next contender, and then you're trying to build the name and you're continuing to build that.
But George's name is big enough.
I know, but the fight is never more exciting than until it happens.
But like, right? Look what happened.
As long as the fight is out in front,
they tried to do this with Anderson Silva, and then they both, like, George kind of lost that fight to Hendricks, and Silva definitely started getting fucked up. Was it not Weidman who...
Yeah, Weidman twice.
Yeah. So at some point, the longer you wait, the more risk you run that, now it's a couple of fucking guys with some losses, and it's lost some of... Yeah. Just fucking...
Now it's Robert De Niro and Sylvester Stallone.
Just hit it, right? Just hit it. So I think from a business standpoint, and UFC's under new ownership, and they're looking to cash in here a little bit, I think. And
make their money back.
Yeah.
It's true, man. It's true.
Anything else you want to cover on this one?
Nope.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys later. That's Talk and Sports.
Maybe.
All right. Goodbye.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit TallCanAudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at TallCanAudio.